You were always there for many years until what's happened with you the last couple of years. So let me kind of address a few things. So you said something a couple weeks ago. You said Sharia law has made Islamic societies more advanced than the West. Huh. It's interesting. Sharia law has made Islamic societies more advanced than the West? It's a pretty bold statement. I mean, it's like you're selling Sharia law more than you're selling America.
We just saw Patrick Ben-David going after Tucker Carlson for speaking positively about things he noticed in some Muslim-majority countries. But what exactly did Tucker say? Let's watch this clip and find out.
Because I travel outside the Western world, the white world. I'll just be honest, the white world.
Right.
I travel a lot in the Middle East. It's amazing. It's mm-hmm. amazing. I'm not mm-hmm. Muslim, obviously. But I'm like a Christian. You know, those people are happy. They're welcoming of others. They're tolerant of diversity. There's not a single Western city that's thriving. And they're all degrading in exactly the same way.
Yeah.
It's self-hatred. People lose their will to live, their will to pass on their culture, their values, their religion to their children, their will to have children. There's just a lack of self-respect. I notice it because I travel outside the Western world, the white world. It's amazing. You go to the Gulf and it's incredible to be in a place that has pride in itself, that believes Correct. In its religion and culture. Those people are happy. They're welcoming of others. They're tolerant of diversity. There's none of that here. But you go to a country like the Emirates or Qatar or Saudi Arabia, and you see that when people are self-confident, when they're really pleased with what they're doing and they believe that their system is the right system, that self-confidence results in a welcoming attitude. You'll say, I'm really kind of pro-Jesus, like I'm a Christian. They'll be like, oh, that's so great. Well, they mean it. They're Muslims. It's a country governed by Sharia law where they're into things that I'm not into, like polygamy or Islam. No one's forcing this on me. I'm not mad at you. I can go to a place like that and I don't feel like I need to judge everybody on their local customs. But in the process of doing that, you get perspective on your own society. Let's treat the people who run the banks, the people who are getting rich from usury, like the criminals they are, and make them suffer, because that's totally fair. If you exploit and destroy people, you're not a good person.
Tucker's point was not that every Muslim majority country is perfect. That's not what he's saying. He pointed out something that's very obvious for those people who travel to Muslim majority countries. It's obvious to see what he's seeing. So my first question is to Patrick, why don't you travel to some of these same places and see for yourself, Mr. Patrick? He points out that the family structure is much, much stronger. Tucker points out that the public morality is more visible. Community still values some kind of modesty there. You know, there are stronger connections to the one creator. It's not a good thing. Or is that a bad thing, Patrick? The connection to the one all-knowing, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who's not born, who doesn't die, the one who doesn't eat food and go to the bathroom, the one that Jesus worshiped. That's the creator he's talking about, that you see people worshiping there. It's not a moon god. It's not some strange deity. It's the same God that Jesus called people to worship. In Aramaic, he said, Allah, Arabic, Allah. That's the creator. And people's lives revolve around worshiping of the one God. And Jesus, Tucker brings up, is deeply loved and respected amongst the Muslims in these Muslim majority countries that Tucker is visiting. And you will rarely, if ever, I don't think you'll ever see people openly disrespecting Jesus in any of these Muslim majority countries which Tucker is talking about. Tucker pointed out what many people already see in Western societies, that is degrading. It's imploding from within. It's the obvious. So instead of reacting emotionally to this, Patrick, who is known to be a numbers guy, I'm a numbers guy. Why don't you compare the numbers? Compare the family breakdown, compare to over there, the structure, compare alcoholism, drug addictions, do the numbers, murder and crime rates. You know, where do people feel safer? And we're not talking about going back to the places where they've been bombed back into the Stone Age. Let's give a few examples. Let's go to Qatar. He talked about a visit there. Saudi or Malaysia, for example. Compare those numbers. You have the porn addiction here, OnlyFans. This whole culture built around this is destroying men, destroying women. The gambling addictions. Even with kids now, it's happening. Even with children now, they're putting these in the apps. Where is this going to lead to? Compare that, the massive debt, the loneliness, the depression, hyper-sexualization of the culture. He's not seeing that over there, Patrick. You point this out, the declining birth rates. Always talking about this. That's why Muslims are growing, because they have more kids. Well, this is all connected to it. And it's actually not because they're having more kids. It's because people are realizing it's the truth, man. They're looking at the evidence, my friend. The loss of community, purpose. And this doesn't happen because societies, Patrick, have become too religious. Obviously, you should know that. It's because of this extreme secularism. That's what Tucker is pointing out. The removal of God from public life, the weakening of marriage and family, this whole consumer culture. You got this extreme capitalism that you love and worship almost. This constant entertainment and distractive, it's all connected to it. The easy access to pornography and the normalization of addiction. It's just become normalized. And then he really gets into this at the end. The financial system has built around interest, debt, the credit cards. He's like protesting about this. You know, the usury. Think about that. And Islam solves all of these problems. It came to free people from being slaves to the creation and to eliminate all of the injustices of the world. Why don't you talk and look into, how are you going to talk about it if you're not sincerely looking into it? But Tucker, he's traveled. He's noticed these things. And so do people who visit these countries. There's a ton of people who visited during the World Championship soccer games. They got a little taste to see its opposite from what people are being told. Some people visit, they obviously see the stronger family ties, respect for parents and elders. You don't see this public lewdness, drunkenness. You got people who are just almost like naked walking around. The hypersexualization in the advertising, it's all over. It's just this, in our country, sadly, it's all over. Sexualization, imagery, you know, you want to go ahead and sell something, well, you just put a naked woman on there. And we know that this is, according to Islam, this is exploiting the woman. You've had those religious leaders, they run these pornography sites that are destroying the culture. They're destroying family, taking people away from God. And just my question is, I just keep asking, my friend Patrick, why after all these years, haven't you still had a serious discussion, an educated Muslim guest on the program to discuss these concerns you might have, to discuss Islam in a fair and civil way? Why not bring an educated, knowledgeable Muslim scholar, an educator, for an open conversation? Instead, you bring on these paid Islam haters, critics. You know, you reduce Islam to Iran, that's pretty much it. You know, and most Muslims, for those that don't know, you got many uneducated people when it comes to this. They don't understand that 90% of Muslims are not Shia, and this is mainly what's there in Iran. And Islam is larger, more diverse than one political regime, and you have most Muslims who do not agree with this regime that's there. And he had his experience when he was a young boy, Patrick. And this is what is stuck in. He's somehow traumatized as a young kid. And now he's connecting Islam to Iran. It's totally preposterous. It's crazy. So if Tucker traveled, observed things that impressed him, what's wrong with that? And why don't you then travel to those same places that he did? And why not compare these cultures honestly? Why not speak to educated Muslims rather than just relying on fear, secondhand information? Go for yourself. Check it out for yourself, Patrick. Tucker himself, he admitted once, he viewed things through this different lens. He was there. He was the Fox News golden boy. And he used to speak just like you were speaking, Patrick. Maybe, I mean, I don't know if it was worse, but it was there. But if the goal is truth, then we should have honest dialogue. It shouldn't be fear-based, pushing this division, this hate, misinformation. And at the end of the day, this conversation right now, this is not about politics. It's about asking real questions. Why are families collapsing? This is what Tucker is seeing. America's struggling despite so much wealth and freedom. We got so much freedom, so much wealth, but it's imploding from within. Why? Tucker's comparing the two. And if someone points to values that are more in line with what's going to save society, like morality, for instance, family structure, faith, God, one God, worshiping one God, the creator, not the creation. I mean, why should that conversation, why should Tucker be attacked then? Instead of it being explored, why not? It's because you got this boogeyman, Sharia boogeyman concept in your mind. But don't call it Sharia, because you've got billions of dollars have been spent to smear this word. Just call it what it is, divine law from the creator of the heavens and earth. What if we do that? And then unpackage what it represents, not what you think it represents. That's why you need to sit with a qualified scholar. This is an interesting clip. I want to show you this clip. You had this guy on your show. This is a CIA guy. And this is, let's see what he has to say about this, the divine law, Sharia.
They hear, oh my God, Sharia law. Oh my God, we have to stop it. Muslims, right. They're going to blow us up. Sharia law is, for example, if the head of the household dies, Sharia law says that the wife gets half of the estate and the sons get the other half. That's Sharia law. Sharia law
that's
says,
it?
Yeah, that's it. Sharia law says that if you have multiple wives, which of course are not recognized in the United States, you have to treat them equally. Right? So if you do something for one, you have to do something for all four equally. Mm. That's Sharia law. So what these morons in places like Oklahoma City,
morons,
or Austin are so worried about, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. It's just they just exhibit their own ignorance.
Right.
They hear, oh my God, Sharia law. Oh my God, we have to stop it. Muslims, right. They're going to blow us up. And
mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Exactly. Come on. What are you doing? Incredible. But here are the facts. Divine law. Let's call it divine law, because Sharia law, this word has just been smeared by the Islam haters. Billions have been spent. Propaganda, fake news. So the divine law can be explained in a way that I like to explain it, where Christians can understand, can relate to. For example, think about the Ten Commandments. Think about the Ten Commandments, which were given to Moses. There's more commandments, but we know them as the Ten. Sharia refers to them as divine guidance. This is the moral law from the Creator. So you can also find this similar concept reflected in early Christian traditions. This is also there, Sharia, divine law. But things have been twisted, perverted, changed. That's why you had the last and final messenger who came, and the Quran, last and final revelation to mankind. But you also have the Sharia, this in the Arabic Bible. For example, you have God's law, Sharia, which totally prohibits the exploitation of people through interest, usury. And Jesus, peace be upon him, he did not just oppose interest, usury. What did he do? He flipped the tables in the temple and condemned those who were dealing with it. He was calling them thieves. You have early Christianity, Christian societies also punished adultery. You have Christian women historically for over 1900 years. They wore, we call hijab, the veil, the modest covering dress. They didn't go into the churches like today. They'd probably be kicked out, you know, with the very provocative dresses and tight clothing. No, this was not part of the Christian Sharia. You have many of these examples before Christianity was taken over by what people are practicing today of Christianity, which is actually liberalism. That's what it is. But the more you go back in time for over 1900 years, it was the opposite. You'd be surprised. So do your research. Speak to a qualified Muslim. Do your own research. Don't go to paid critics, people who are part of the hate industry, fear mongers, spreading hate, fake news, And we'll see you next time here on The Dean Show. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.